Racing news, how am I going? It's Thursday morning. Here's our RSN Racing editor who's back again. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning.
She's not
That sounded a bit serious.
It was very serious. She's not running.
Thank God for a man called Francis Henri Graffard, however.
Oh,
because
isn't he the trainer?
He's expressed his anger about it. And the French trainers are a little bit under lock and key. They're not suppressed by France Gallop, but it's very rare for them to sort of jump up and down about a local rule or a local scenario. And Francis Henri Graffard on the Nick Luck podcast, actually, to give a bit of context, what you're saying is correct. Very Elegant is not running in the arc because they had to make a very awkward decision. Do we wait and see if she slides into the field at the death knock for the arc, or do we go to the fillies and mares race on the Saturday, forget about the arc because at least we'll know we'll get into the fillies and mares race. And once we commit to that, we can't get into the arc anyway. It's quite confusing. So the situation, of course, is that our 11-time Group 1 winning champion mare cannot get into the Prix de l'Arc de Triomphe because the French handicapping system has deemed that she's no good. She's a 51 rater. They've said, we've looked at her twice. We don't reckon she's arc quality. What's the Seinfeld? Are you a... Anyway, I'll come back to it. It just reminded me of a Seinfeld. Penske material. She's not Penske material.
No, so, Penske file.
But this is the comment. I think this is refreshing because there's a lot of young trainers at Chantilly trying to kick off, and they represent a modern interpretation, and they're trying to rekindle engagement and get people back to the races and take every chance they can get. I'm very, very upset about the French authorities and French handicapper and my racing country in general, the trainer said on Nick Luck's daily podcast. We try really hard as young trainers to try and promote our sport and try to make it competitive worldwide. We try to open our doors all the time and play the game, but France Gallop try to make it difficult every single stage. The filly has been a very good example of how unopen the French are. Every step has been difficult for her and for the owners, and they have made our life very difficult right until the end. And he goes on. And, you know, we put out red carpets for internationals, and we possibly give them slightly favourable weight conditions. We incentivise them. We give them a beautiful racetrack just west of Melbourne to gallop on the grass at Werribee. Yet the French, with this race, that is not what it once was either, because the Champions Stakes in England has sort of sapped a few horses away. Bayeed's a good example. So whether they're taking their own arc for granted is possibly one of the conversations to come out of this, that they're so snobby that they've plucked out, dusted off this ridiculous rule and all these sorts of things to eliminate a really feel-good runner in the race. And I've actually texted Brace Sikolsky, who I inadvertently thought was in France 2 days ago, but he's not. Just to see if he's going to even bother going now. And what? See, Mark Zara, there's another thread to this too, where one of the posts I read suggested that there's a lock-in stage for jockeys for the Saturday, and whether he's missed the boat there, Mark. So I'm just going to have to clarify that as well, whether there's any point Mark Zara going over there now. So anyway, it's unfortunate.
Well, if you're Mark Zara, you're looking for a way out of this currently.
Well, she's still... Unless he is able to commit to ride her in the race on the Saturday, but, I mean, he's not riding in the arc now.
Exactly, so what's the point?
Well, he loves a holiday.
Well, if you're due for a holiday, it's a different story.
Well, but it's not really a holiday. Even at the pointy end, do you really want to fly over there and knock about and then fly back again? I don't even think I'd do it in a pointy end scenario.
Yeah, the hit-and-run mission of that is not very appealing, I wouldn't have thought.
Because I'm a chronic jet lagger as well. So.
Well, that's the other part. You've got to do some work to get back on kilter and even balance.
This all affect...
Do you think that... Our man, the trainer, your man, what's his name, Graffard?
Francis Henri Graffard. There's a hyphen in there somewhere. I'm not sure between which words.
Righto. Do you think that our man, Francis Henri Graffard, made an error in the preparation for the arc by running her twice in France rather than maybe doing one in England the way through, just so there's only one race they can rate, which they don't actually do?
Well, I rang my mate over there, John Hammond, this morning, who used to train there, trained a champion horse called Montjeu.
Montjeu, what a great stallion.
And he's a bit Fringlish. He's a bit French. And I said, well, God, this is a bit rich, isn't it? What's happened here? He goes, they do re-handicap him, so he's a bit traditional in the way he interpreted. No one knew the rule existed, so you can't have a go at... of Graffard for the mistake he made campaigning towards the Arc, because no one in the world, other than some old archivist who looked at the rules, was really aware that she would have plummeted so much in the ratings. No one imagined that she couldn't get a start in the Arc, even despite whether the Australian form was no good or whatever. But so no, I don't think Graffard. I applaud him for his stance and saying that France racing has embarrassed itself, and I think it actually has. So,
did you come back for the cup?
No, I think they've got to retire. Well, I think she'll go to England. No, well, she'll go to France on Saturday. She'll probably go to England for another fillies and mares race, and then she might have a date with Kingman or one of those fancy dudes.
Who doesn't love a fancy dude? We'll see where it all ends up. More on that through the morning on RSN 927. Matthew, a pleasure to see you.
Thank you, boys.
Always great. The early mail coming up after this.